好，我们首先特别的问候我们教会的姊妹们，母亲节快乐！啊，要大家向我们周围的光荣的母亲啊，特别的要问候，特别的致意，要敬个礼啊！感谢主，我们要特别的啊，为母亲感恩，特别的感恩，感谢主。好，花必凋零，草必枯干，唯独耶和华的圣言啊是不变的啊！今天我们就和大家分享教练问答，也有阿舍牧师为大家宣讲主的话语。在海德堡教练问答第28问啊，我读这个问题，大家一同读答案。我们知道上帝创造万有，并且一直借着护理之功维系万物，有什么益处呢？答：我们可以在患难中存忍耐之心，在顺境中存感恩之心，对将来临到我们的一切能够坚定的信靠信实的天父上帝。任何受造物都不能使我们与他的爱隔绝，因为万物都在他的手中，他若不许他们动也不能动。和弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到上帝的护理之功的时候啊，是指上帝仍然按照他的心意，有智慧的，有全能的，让万事互相效力，使他自己得荣耀，也使他所爱的人能够得到啊祝福。在海德堡教练问答这一问答中啊，请大家特别的思想，我们在患难中特别需要什么？忍耐之心。啊，不要说主啊，快快快快把患难啊拿走拿走拿走啊，越有患难越急躁啊，这个时候品格没有得到塑造。所以患难生忍耐，忍耐生什么？老练。老练这个词在英文中有的时候就翻译成 character 啊，但忍耐之心你才有了品格，没有忍耐之心啊，这个品格是有问题的。那我们就讲到在顺境之中我们要有感恩之心啊，不能说慈禧中山狼得志就猖狂，一顺利了啊，然后就啊心中无主，目中无人。然后对于将来临到我们的一切，我们要需要什么？信靠之心。不管现在是逆境还是顺境，不管我们个人身体、家庭、教会、美国、世界情况如何，我们知道上帝掌管世界，上帝掌管未来，上帝掌管明天。没有任何受造之物使我们能够与他的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的救主耶稣基督里的。所以弟兄姊妹，让我们再次重温这个教练问答，在患难中我们要有忍耐之心，在顺境中我们要有感恩之心，面对未来我们要有信靠之心。感谢上帝，我们就请阿舍牧师特别为我们分享上帝的话语。
Good morning, brothers and sisters, church family.
弟兄姐妹早安。
And of course, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers here.
也再次问候我们的姐妹们，母亲节快乐。
May the Lord bless all of our mothers here.
愿意神祝福我们在座的所有的母亲。
And we may praise God for our mothers who pour out their love toward us.
当我们来赞美我们的母亲把所有的爱倾注在我们身上的时候。
So, why did God make mothers?
神为什么会创造了母亲?
That's the question being asked to some of the elementary school students.
在有些小学里面, 学校问了这些小学生这样的问题。
So here are some of the answers.
那这是我听到有一些的答案是这样的。
They're very funny.
是很有趣的答案。
First,One kid says, she is the only one who knows where the scotch tape is.
有的孩子说，那我的妈妈是，只有我的妈妈知道胶带纸放在哪里。
And another answer is, mostly just to clean the house.
另外一个孩子说，神创造的母亲是用来，清洁房间的。
Another answer says, oh, to help us to get out of there when we being born.
另外有的孩子说，是，妈妈是神创造了妈妈，让她能够把我们从母亲的肚子里拿出来。
Let me tell you a story that would actually shed some light on the real and serious answer.
当然我也会跟大家讲一个真实的故事 让我们自己也看到母爱的伟大
In August
16, 1987
在87年的8月16号 Northwest Airlines Flight 225 crashed after takeoff from Detroit killing 155 people
当时呢有一个西北航空公司的一个航班呢起飞之后就坠落了那机上有155位的乘客丧生
There was only one survivor, her name is Cecilia, age 4
只有一个四岁的女孩子叫做Cecilia 生还
When the rescuers found Cecilia, they couldn't believe that she was actually on the plane
当时那个营救的人员看到这个四岁的女孩子呢，他们不敢相信这个女孩子是飞机上的一个乘客。
They thought she was a passenger from the cars that would crash into the plane on the highway when the plane crashed onto the land.
所以他们以为那个孩子呢，也许是当时在那个飞机在一个公路上降落迫降的时候呢，那个当时撞到的那个，也许是汽车上的一个乘客之一。
But they checked the passenger's list, and sure enough, she was on the plane.
但是他们检查了这个乘客的名单，发现那个四岁的女孩子的确是飞机上的乘客之一。Cecilia
survived because as the plane was crashing, her mother, Paula, unbuckled her seatbelt and got down on her knees and wrapped her arms around her body, and then she wouldn't let her go.
这个女孩子毫发无损，是因为她在 飞机出事的时候呢，她的妈妈把自己的安全带解开，把自己紧紧地抱住这个孩子，让这个孩子在这个，所以在其中呢没有受到任何的伤害。
Nothing could separate that child from her mother's love.
没有什么事能让这个孩子跟他的母爱隔绝。
Such is the love of our Savior for us, our Jesus Christ, His love for us.
这也是我们救主耶稣基督的爱对我们，也是这样。Our
mother's love and sacrifice is meant to direct us to Christ's love and sacrifice that we find in the gospel.
我们在从我们的母亲给我们的爱和牺牲当中呢，也是把我们指向我们的救主耶稣基督，他给我们的爱与牺牲。Christ
covered us with the sacrifice of His own body and life to save us.
主耶稣基督他献上自己的身体和自己的生命，为了是要以他的衣袍来遮盖我们。So
I believe this is one of the most important reasons why God made mothers.
所以这是为什么神造了我们的母亲。That
we may know the love of God.
是让我们也在其中看到神的爱。So
let's praise God for our mothers.
让我们一起继续为我们的母亲献上我们的感恩。
And with that said, let me direct your attention to the sermon text today, which is in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 to 11.
那在这样的主题当中，我们继续回到神的话语面前，提摩太前书1章8到11节，也是我们的今天的主题的经文。
The focus of Paul's teaching in this passage is how God's law is supposed to bring us to the gospel.
这一段主题中呢，保罗的他的所关注的。
From the previous verses in chapter 1, we learned that certain unnamed individuals, possibly even elders from within the church in Ephesus, were teaching false doctrines.
从第八节之前的这些经文当中，我们看到当时在教会当中有一些当然我们不知道名字的人，甚至也许是当时教会的领袖之一，也在教会当中传扬一些这种虚假的教训。And
these false doctrines that they're teaching has to do with some sort of misteaching or mishandling of God's law.
那这种偏离正道的教训当中呢，其实有很多是关于如何来看待、如何来处理神的律法。Let's
come to read these words, and I'm going to go ahead.
让我们一起来看我们今天的主题经文，我来跟大家读。And
before we read, let me pray for us.
让我们读经之前，我们也继续来做一个快的祷告。Father
God, we ask for the illumination of our hearts through the power of your Holy Spirit.
父神，我们再次请求你圣灵的能力光照我们的内心。Give
us understanding.
赐给我们能够智慧，能够晓得神的话。
Give us a humble heart to listen to you.
也赐给我们谦卑的心来听神你的话语。
We want to see Jesus.
让我们得见基督。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to just ask Elder Eric to read in Chinese.
我来跟大家读八到十一节。我们知道律法原是好的，只要人用的合宜，因为律法不是为义人设立的，乃是为不法和不服的、不虔诚和犯罪的、不洁净、不圣洁和恋世俗的、是父母和杀人的、行淫和亲男色的、抢人口和说谎话的、并起假誓的，或是为别样敌正道的事设立的。这是照着可称颂之上帝交托我荣耀之福音说的。
So the danger of mishandling God's word, particularly God's law, by God's people is an ever-present danger in the church.
在教会当中呢，错误的来讲解神的话语啊，尤其是神的律法啊，是一个常在的一个危险。
And so I want you to know that in this case, why this is the case, why this is such a danger, so dangerous for the church. That's number one.
那么我首先要今天我们要让大家看到为什么这是一个很危险的事情。
And second, how we may come to treasure both God's law and the gospel.
第二呢，我们如何来能够不仅是以神的律法为宝贵，更是以神的福音为宝贵。
And by God's providence, last year on Mother's Day here in CM Worship Service, I also preached on the topic of the law and the gospel.
那么靠着神的恩典，我记得我在一年前的母亲节，在这里跟大家讲解的信息也是有关律法与福音的信息。
That was in Galatians chapter 3.
是出在加拉太书第三章。
So therefore, part of what I would say would be a good reminder of what you might have heard previously.
所以今天呢，也许是我们可能一年前所听到的信息的让大家能够更加的认识。
And it would be a good reminder.
是给我们一个更好的一个再次的提醒。
So the first point is the appeal of the law.
所以第一点我提到我要讲的是有关律法的吸引力。
For you to understand this point, I want to do a brief analysis with you on why anyone would want to become a Christian.
那所以为了讲这一点呢，我想也跟大家做一个简要的分析。我们来看一下为什么我们愿意成为基督徒。
Typically speaking, on the basic level, many people start out by recognizing the need of good morality, good moral teaching in life.
所以呢，因为很多时候呢，其实人都在我们都愿意，我们认可就是在我们的生活当中呢，需要有很好的道德的教训。
Because we see so much evil, we see this our society is increasingly immoral.
但我们看到这个，我们很多是处在一个这个世风日下的这种时代，我们在周围看到很多的邪恶。
So the idea of having a holy, sovereign God who is just and in control of all things, which is what we can see in the Bible, is actually very appealing.
所以呢，这样的一个观念就是我们有一个完全有一个圣洁的有主权的上帝他在世上能够掌管审判一切，这对我们来讲是一个很有吸引力的一个理念。
And on top of it, there are also the benefits of salvation.
除此以外呢，我们也在基督我们的信仰当中看到我们救恩的各样的益处。
There is the forgiveness of sin.
有罪得赦免。
There is the removal of our guilt feelings.
也减除了我们心中的罪恶感。
The escape from hell and God's judgment, that's a big one.
我们可以逃离神的审判和这个地狱的烈火。
Peace in the heart, of course. That's important.
内心的平安对我们很重要。
Eternal life in heaven, very, very important.
当然，更重要的，我们在天上给我们这个永远的生命。
All these benefits are good, very good.
所以这种信主的益处呢，当然都是很好的。
But unless a person comes to a genuine and honest recognition of his or her sin and moral depravity and bankruptcy, unless a person can come to that.
但是除非一个信徒呢能够真正认识到我们自己我们身上的罪和我们自己全然的败坏。
He or she can do absolutely nothing to save himself or herself.
那这样的信徒我们没有任何的办法 我们没有任何的能力来拯救我们自己。
For us to be saved, we have to depend on God's grace and God's grace alone.
所以在我们得救呢，乃是靠着神的恩典，也是唯独得靠神给我们的恩典。
Which is seen in Jesus Christ Himself alone.
也换句话说，就是我们的救恩是出于唯独出于耶稣基督。
No one can be converted to become a Christian outside of that.
除此以外呢，没有人能够成为信徒。
No one can be saved by merely desiring more of God's moral teaching.
我们没有人能够只是通过我们自己渴望神的给我们更好的道德教训呢，而得救。
Now, let's further consider that if a person is genuinely converted and become a Christian, he or she would naturally want to grow in spiritual maturity.
那所以我们可以进一步的考量，当一个人我们重生得救之后呢，我们会自然而然，也会在让我们的属灵，在我们的属灵的生命呢，能够不断的来成长和成熟。
At least that person would have the desire to grow.
所以这样的信徒呢，也会有这样的一个在属灵当中、属灵生命中成长的这样的一个渴望。
But unfortunately, the common incomplete understanding of spiritual growth for many Christians is to become better Christians.
但是不幸的是呢，很多时候我们对于这种在属灵生命属灵长进的渴望呢，只是落实在一个我们愿意成为所谓的更好的基督徒。
What I mean by better Christians is to sin less and to do more good works.
我说的意思是所谓的更好的基督徒就是我们能够更少犯罪，更多做善事。
That's not bad at all, but utterly incomplete.
当然这是很好的，但是呢是不完全，是非常的不完全。
So how do we know how not to sin and what good works to do?
那你怎么能够去能够更少的来犯罪做更多的善事呢？
As all human beings naturally know, we need directions, we need instructions, we need boundaries.
所以我们都知道作为一个人，但我们自然会需要更有一个指引我们的东西，有一个给我们设定界限的东西。
And that's exactly what God's law gives us.
这正是神的律法所赐给我们的。
And this is why learning to obey God's law is so naturally appealing to many of us.
所以从这个角度来看，那么我们愿意去了解，去学习神的律法，对我们来讲是一个很有吸引力的一件事。
Again, this is good, but utterly incomplete for spiritual growth.
这是对我们的属灵长进而言，这是好的，但是呢是不完全的。
And here's why.
这是我下面要讲为什么。
Be obeying God's law alone cannot promote spiritual growth.
遵行神的律法本身不能够促进我们的属灵长进。
This is the sense of the phrase in verse 9 here in the text when Paul says the law is not laid down for the just.
这也是保罗在第九节说的意思。他说律法不是为义人设立的。
The just means those who are justified by faith in Christ alone. Genuine believers.
义人呢是指这些在因为我们的主耶稣的救赎在让我们在神里面称义的这些信徒。
And if you look down to verse 10, there's a phrase that says, 经度, sound doctrine.
所以我们也在第十节看到有这样的一个词，就是所谓的正道。
Sound, the word sound in Greek literally means healthy.
这个正道的这个正字在原来的希腊文当中呢是一个健康的意思。
And healthy conveys the idea of wholesomeness that comes from growth.
所谓这个健康的意思呢，是指我们作为一个全人有一个整全的健康的成长的这样的一个能力。
So Paul's understanding of sound doctrine, healthy doctrine, is in the law. Look at verse 11.
所以在第十一节，我们看到保罗所说的个让我们能够健康成长的这样的道的所说的是什么
？But his idea of understanding of sound doctrine is the law that conforms to the gospel.
所以在保罗的眼中呢，这样的正道这样让我们能够健康的有属灵长进的道呢，是遵循于
It's a lot more clear in the English Bible than the Chinese Bible, by the way.
从英文的圣经会看得会更清楚一些。
We can simply put it this way. Obeying God's law alone cannot make you grow without having the gospel in your life as the constant focus.
所以简而言之呢，遵行上帝的道，你只有在一个你
Outside of having the gospel in your life as the constant focus, there is no Christian growth to speak of.
只有在我们把福音在我们的生命当中作为一个作为我们真正的中心的时候，我们没有办法有真正的属灵的长进。Some
of you know that I like playing basketball.
你们很多人知道我愿意打篮球。
I regularly play with some of the brothers here regularly, weekly.
我也跟在座的一些弟兄呢，我们每个周我们每周都会打球。
And so let's say I get ready with all sorts of right preparation to play basketball.
那假设说呢，我在去打球之前，我做了各样的充分的准备。
I got the right shoes. I like high top shoes.
所以我有准备好了这个很好的篮球鞋。
I booked the basketball court.
我们租了场地。
The hoop is set at the right height, 10 feet.
那个篮球的篮筐也都那个高度也都调整的正好。
I need my sport goggles because I can't see without my goggles.
我有专门的运动的眼镜，我也准备好了。
Well, guess what? I don't have a basketball.
但是呢？ 没有篮球。
No basketball? No basketball games to speak of.
所以你要没有球的话，也不会有球赛。
I don't care how much right preparation you have had.
所以不管你如何做各样充分的准备。
So having an actual basketball is like having the gospel in this case.
所以就像我们作为基督徒，我们拥有福音呢，就像这个篮球一样。
You can do all sorts of good and right preparation, studying God's word, God's law, but if you don't have a constant possession of the gospel in your heart, there's no Christian growth.
所以我们可以做很好的准备去读神的话语，去学习神的真理，但是你的心中没有福音的话，我们就没有真正的生命的长进。
And it is quite possible that's the case for some of us sitting here.
对于我们在座的一些人，也许我们处在这样一个状况。
And the scary thing about this is that focusing on obeying and performing God's law alone in your life is actually deadly, unhealthy.
所以在我们只是眼光关注在我们如何来去遵行神的律法，对于基督徒而言，其实是一个不健康的事情。Because
that would lead to spiritual cancer.
甚至会导致所谓的属灵的癌症。
Pride, strife, division.
甚至造成我们的心中的骄傲和纷争。
People inside the church who promote and encourage such focus and emphasis of on obeying God's law alone for spiritual growth, they're like kidnappers to take people away from God.
那些在教会当中只是把人的眼光局限在如何去靠我们的能力去行神的律法。 这样的教导，就好像是一个绑架者，像一个绑匪一样。
This is what Paul is really getting at in the letter of the first part of the letter in 1 Timothy.
这也是保罗在提摩太前书的前半段所关注的。
Because he knows that how focusing on God's law alone would seem so appealing for spiritual growth.
因为保罗知道，在教会当中，这种单单去关注在如何来去 满足神的律法，这个本身呢，可能是很有吸引力的。
Because it is in our nature to think that we need to be able to do something to follow the moral teachings and instructions, to keep boundaries, so that we can make ourselves grow spiritually.
所以这对于我们，对于人而言呢，这可能是我们的自然的这个人之常情，就是我们希望我们自己能去做什么，然后呢，让我们能够有这样的属灵的长进。
But Paul would have none of that.
但是保罗所讲的不是这样。
But Paul does say that the law is good. That's my second point, the goodness of the law.
但是我们保罗也说神的律法是好的，所以我们今天的第二点也讲到这个律法的美善。
Verse 8 says, the law is good.
第八节，保罗说律法原是好的。
How is it good?
他是如何好?
He answers, if one uses it lawfully, verse 8.
那么保罗说,保罗答案是只要人用得合宜。
I like the Chinese translation because in English it said lawfully, but it really means properly. So.
那其实在这个地方呢，其实中文的翻译比英文要更贴切啊。那么的确是它原文的意思呢是合宜的意思。So
what is the proper or lawful use of the law?
那所以我们这个合宜的律法的用处是怎么样的用处呢？
So to answer this, I'd like to remind you the three uses or three functions of the law in Reformed theology.
那答案呢也在于我们大家都可能比较熟悉的，就是我们改革宗的神学里提到的律法的三个功用。I
mentioned these last years.
我在去年也讲到这个主题。The
order of the first two uses, the first two functions, is not critical because they often switched.
那这个律法的功用的第一和第二个功用呢，这个顺序其实没有太大的区别，有的时候可能会看你怎么排。So
the first function of the law is the restraining function.
第一个律法的功用呢，是指它的约束的功用。Restraining
people from to sin.
可以约束人能够不去犯罪。It's
kind of like, think about like speed limit signs on the highway.
就好像呢，我们用的比喻是，就像在这个高速公路上的那个时速限制的这种牌子。These
signs cannot force you to drive at or below the posted speed limit.
那个时速的牌子自己，它没有能力让你自己能够开多快。They
only tell you what the law says.
它只是告诉你那个法定的时速是多少。
But they validate the fact that if the police caught you and when you are speeding, and he would have every right to give you a ticket and punish you by fining you.
那也意味着呢，就是当一个警察可以在路上呢有这样的一个依据，如果你超速的时候呢，他会把你停下来，会给你一张罚单。So
if you don't want to be fined, you don't want to speed.
所以你如果不想吃罚单呢，你就不要超速。
Now, if a speed limit sign is not posted or not cannot be found on the road, and if you speed, the police really can't give you a ticket.
那如果这个路上没有这个时速的牌子呢，那你超速的时候，警察也没有权利来这个给你这个罚单。
Even if he does give you a ticket, you can easily fight it off in court.
即使他给你个罚单的话，就是你在法庭上你是有权利来去为你自己。So
in this case, the law is like speed limit signs that work like a warning to restrain us to sin against God.
所以这个律法的功用呢，就是也是给我们这样的一个警告的，让我们给我们这种不要去违背神的律法的这样的一个警告。Without
the law, every public life would be impossible. Think about it this way.
所以呢。 其实如果没有律法，那么任何这种社会的公众的生活其实是没有办法保障的。That's
how good the law is.
这是律法的美善之一。And
the second use of the law is the condemning function of the law.
那第二个律法的功用呢，是一个这种谴责和定罪的功用。In
this case, the law is like a mirror.
从这一点上呢，律法就好像一面镜子一样。
It reveals what's wrong with your face that needs to make right.
它可以让你在照镜的时候看到你，你知道脸上有什么东西。
You may need to, because it's so dirty, you may need to wash your face, treat your acne, comb your hair, etc.
那也许呢，你看镜子的时候呢，你可以看到哦，我脸上有脏东西，或者你长了粉刺，需要治疗，或者呢，我的头发乱了，你需要梳一下。But
here's the thing.
但是呢。
The mirror can't and doesn't do any of that stuff for you, does it?
但这个镜子本身不会替你做任何的那些事情。It
can't fix your problems.
它不能解决你的问题。It
only tells you what's wrong with you.
它只是告诉你哪里错了。So
in this second use of the law is like a mirror, that when we are confronted with it, it tells us what's wrong with us.
所以律法的功用也是这样，当我们做错的时候呢，律法会告诉我们在哪里做错了。
It shows us our sin, our dirt, our grime, our ugliness, our failures.
那律法呢，可以反映出我们的罪，我们的错失，我们的失败，我们的污秽。
But it also tells us how desperately we need a solution.
那也因此呢, 律法也告诉我们是如何非常的我们需要我们自己的一个
And this means the law directs and drives us to the need of the gospel, the need of Christ, who is the one who can deal with our sin, our problem.
所以换句话说, 律法呢, 就像师父一样, 引我们, 知道, 福音的, 对我们的, 这样的, 这个必要的地方, 对我们的益处, 能够, 引我们能够来解决我们身上的罪, 和, 罪和这个, 犯罪的问题。
So, in verses 9 and 10, according to the to these first two functions of the law that I just described, Paul spells out to whom God's law is laid down.
所以呢,在第九节到第十节, 保罗, 根据这个律法的这个前面的两个功用呢, 告诉我们律法是为谁设立的。
These verses, in verses 9 and 10, express the worst possible sin situations of those who violate the law.
所以在第九节、第十节 保罗举了很多, 这个违背神的律法的, 这个最坏的, 最极端的例子。
And those who teach and promote and handle the law this way, falsely, are likewise heading down the same heinous path of sinfulness.
那其实这些, 这些引人, 这个来对 律法的有像错误认识的这些人呢，也同样的会把人误入歧途。
So these sins mentioned here are meant to shock us, to wake us up.
所以这些保罗所提到的这些极端的例子，为的是要让我们的心灵得到震撼，让我们能够有更加的来注意这个犯罪的事实。
They're meant to lead us to think twice about mishandling the law of God.
也让我们需要在来错误的理解神律法的时候呢，我们心里要三思而行。Verses
9 and 10 echoes the Ten Commandments, by the way.
但是顺便也提一下，第九节到第十节呢，其实是反映了神的这个十诫。You
know that the Ten Commandments have two parts, two tables.
我们知道十诫呢是被写在两块石板上。
The first part would be the first to fourth commandments.
所以在第一块石板上呢，我们有这个从第一到第四诫。
The first commandment would be you shall have no other gods before me.
所以第一诫，我们除了神以外，我们没有别的神。
Second would be not to make or worship idols.
第二，不要拜偶像。
And third, not to misuse God's name.
第三，不要妄称神的名。
Fourth, to keep the Sabbath holy.
第四，要遵以安息日为圣。
These are all about how we relate to God.
这些呢是关乎我们跟神的关系。
And this is all summarized in Jesus' greatest commandment. The first part of it is to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
这也是被总结在耶稣所说的这个第一点总纲，就是我们尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神。So
here in verse 9, the sin of the first part of the Ten Commandments, which is first to fourth commandment, is expressed in three sets, in three couplets.
所以在第九节呢，我们看到有三对词组，那这样与这个第一版的，这个我们前面所说这个前面第一到第四律，这个十诫中的一到四律呢，一到四诫呢相对的。
He said, Paul says, the law is for the first couplet, the lawless and disobedient.
第一对呢，保罗提到是不法和不服的。
Second, the ungodly and sinners.
第二对呢，是不虔诚和犯罪的。
And the third is unholy and profane.
第三对是不圣洁和恋世俗的。
So in the first couplet, lawless is what causes one to disobey. If you have no law, you don't have to obey anything.
所以我们看到第一对呢，不法当然是不服的一个原因。如果你认为你没有律法，那你当然你觉得你可以为所欲为。
In second, same thing. Ungodly is the cause to sin.
第二对呢也是一样，不虔诚呢是引人犯罪的这样的一个原因所在。
And same also in the third, unholy is what leads to profane speech and behaviors.
所以第三对也是一样，不圣洁呢，也是可以是一个让我们能够去恋污秽、恋流恋世俗的这样的一个原因。
And then And then there's the second part or second table of the Ten Commandments that follows five to ten commandments.
那么下面保罗所说的也跟我们这个十诫中的第二块法版上的这个诫命所相对的。
This is about how we relate to each other.
这是有关于我们人与人之间的关系。
The second greatest commandment is to love your neighbors as yourself.
所以像保罗所不是在耶稣所总结的这个第二个总纲呢是爱人如己。
So we see here, it says, those who strike their fathers and mothers, that's the fifth commandment, right?
所以在这样这个第二块法版的这个神的诫命与相对的这里保罗所说杀父母的和杀人的这是违背了这个第五条诫命。
杀人的 murders, the number six.
然后呢第
sixth commandment, the murders.
在第六诫呢提到的是杀人
The sexual immoral and those and the men who practice homosexuality, that's the seventh commandment.
所以第七诫提到这个不要犯奸淫，所以在这里第十诫开始提到行淫的和青男色的是违背了这个第七诫。
Eighth commandment says enslaver.
然后在第八诫呢是这个
Eighth commandment is enslavers. I don't know what's this. It's basically the idea of do not steal, that is about not kidnapping people.
不要偷窃不要偷窃这里讲的这个其实这个英文这里翻译的是这个是把人变成奴役所以这里提到其实跟这个抢人口其实是跟偷窃是一样的。
The ninth commandment is mentioned in those who are liars and perjurers. Do not bear false witness.
提到所谓的假见证所以跟这里保罗所说的说谎话是相对的。
The tenth commandment, do not covet, is covered in the whatever else part in verse 10.
说谎话的欺假事的当然最后的第十诫呢是包括在保罗所说的这个别样的敌正道的事所都包括在其中了。
So the law of God, lawfully and probably understood and used, is meant for restraining sins and for condemning sinners so that they would come to recognize the need of Jesus Christ, the gospel.
所以律法的正确的功用呢乃是首先 要约束我们然后呢来在我们在其中呢可以做有这个谴责和定罪的功用引我们来到福音面前。
Now, I mentioned the first two uses of the law.
所以我们提到的那我们也提到了律法的这两点的功用。
Here's the third one.
那第三点是下面我要讲的。
It is to direct and sanctify believers.
是一个是第三个功用呢是给信徒的这样的一个指引和成圣的功用。
Look at verses, the second part of verse 10 to beginning part of verse 11.
那我们也从这个第十节的下半部一直到第十一节来看这一点。
When true believers who are justified by faith in God alone, when they treat the law as sound doctrine in accordance to the gospel, the law works like a lamp to show us how we should live to please God.
所以当我们在这样律法的正确的功用当中让我们因这些我们这些因信而称义的信徒呢我们来到神的律法面前我们律法成为我们的指引。
As we obey God's moral law to please Him and glorify Him,
当我们去遵行神的律法，去荣耀神，去这个取悦上帝的时候
，When we obey God's law by faith in Christ, we grow in Christ.
当我们在因着信心在基督当中去行神的律法的时候呢
，As we obey As we obey, we further and further become. As we obey, we further and further being set apart by God for Christ.
所以在我们去行神的律法的时候呢，我们也不断的、更渐进的被神呢分别为圣，让我们能够更像我们的主耶稣基督。
As we obey, we reflect the reality that we are of Him. We belong to Christ.
当我们去这样顺服在神的律法当中的时候呢，我们也能够在成为这样的见证让世人看到我们是属基督的。
We become more and more like Christ.
我们会越来越像我们的救主耶稣基督。
Think about it this way: What good are having all these directions, instructions, boundaries? Given to us, if we cannot measure up to any one of them, even after we've supposedly been saved.
我们可以这样来想，当然我们 如果这些律法哈，那么给我们这样的这个各样的约束和定罪的功用，那在我们如果我们在这样的律法当中呢，我们根本没有希望去达到其中的任何的这种律法的要求呢，那对我们有什么益处呢？
But only when we come to understand and trust the gospel.
当我们只有在我们能够懂得并且信靠福音的时候。
And the gospel means Christ has perfectly obeyed the law for us and took the punishment of our failures when we don't measure up. That's the gospel.
所以福音告诉我们那是耶稣为我们完美的成就了这些的律法。那么他这个 what was the second part again?
To take the punishment away from us.
也承担了我们这个我们因犯罪所得的应得的刑罚。
Only when we come to understand the gospel this way, we can obey the law and use it like a lamb.
只有在我们懂得这一点那的时候呢，我们才能够真正的去遵行律法，而且这律法呢，成为我们脚前的灯。
It would direct us to grow and to become more like our Lord.
也律法也指引我们能够更去效法我们的救主耶稣基督。
The bottom line is this.
所以最后的核心的这个意义是这样的。
We cannot come to the gospel without the law.
我们如果没有律法，我们没有办法来到福音面前。
Nor can we claim we believe in the gospel without obedience to God's law.
我们也不能够光靠着这个我们自己来去满足这个律法的要求。
The law not only points forward to the gospel for conversion.
这个律法呢往前的方向是引我们来到引我们来接受福音。
But it also points backward to the gospel even after our conversion for our sanctification.
所以那往后呢律法也指向前面也指向后面就是让指引我们成圣的这样的道路。
The gospel is right in the center of everything.
所以这个福音本身呢是处在这样的一个中心的地位。
And it leads to my final point, the glory of the gospel.
那所以我这我们现在来到我想讲到第三点，就是这个福音的荣耀。
So when I say the glory of the gospel, which is exactly what the Chinese Bible says.
所以当我们讲到荣耀的福音的时候，这就是我们这个中文的翻译所提到的。
Because in English it doesn't say that.
在英文当中呢，可能稍微有点不一样。
But because this glory of the gospel ultimately points to and belongs to God.
所以我们这一点在第十一节我们看到这个福音的荣耀呢，最终是。指向上帝本身。
Because the ESV says the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, actually, that's what it says.
所以在英文的翻译当中是翻译到这个是这可称颂的上帝的这个荣耀的福音。
Actually, the other way around, the glory belongs to, modifies God, not the gospel in English.
所以在
So in Chinese, glory modifies the gospel.In English, glory modifies God.
所以在中文的这个翻译当中这个荣耀呢是修饰这个福音这个字。那么在英文当中这个荣耀这个字呢是修饰上帝。
But I'm saying that both are legit because ultimately the glory belongs to God, not the gospel itself.
当然这两个都是正确的翻译因为最终呢荣耀是指向上帝。
Because God is the author of the gospel.
因为神是福音的作者。
He is the one who is blessed.
他也是值得我们称颂的。
Which means he is the one who is worthy of our praise because of his goodness and his grace.
所以因为他的美善和他的恩典呢，神也配得我们一切的荣耀和颂赞。
Because it is through the gospel that he saves us, he saves sinners.
因为神是通过福音拯救了罪人。
So how should exactly should we understand this glory of the gospel?
那我们如何来去正确的理解这个荣耀的福音呢？
The answer is God's grace and God's grace alone.
那答案呢是神的恩典唯独神的恩典。
This means God has no, think about this, God has no obligation whatsoever to save any one of us.
所以其实呢神没有义务来拯救任何的罪人。
He has no obligation to give us his law at all.
他也没有义务呢把他的律法赐给我。
Certainly not the gospel.
也更没有义务把福音赐给我。
God has no obligation to give us his one and only son Jesus to suffer and die for us.
神没有义务把他的独生爱子
But that's exactly what God did, that he sent his son to die for us.
但是呢,神正是真正的把他的爱子赐给我们,并且为我们而死。
Look again in verses 9 and 10.
所以我们再次来看第九节,第十节的经文。
God sent his son to die for, verse 9, for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, for sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, and perjurers.
所以神赐他的独生爱子耶稣基督为谁而死呢？是为这些不法的、不服的、不虔诚犯罪的、不洁净和恋世俗的、弑父母和杀人的、行淫的和情男色的、强人口、说谎话并起假誓的。
This is way beyond just a mother willing to die for her own toddler.
这样的爱是远远超出一个母亲愿意为自己所爱的孩子献上生命。
These are the worst of the worst sinners whom Christ came to die for.
这些恶中的恶人，这些人乃是耶稣来为之受死的。
Here's the point. You don't ever need to earn any or certain moral achievement by obeying God's law to make yourself worthy for God to save you, for Christ to die for you.
所以其实我们自己也没有必要去在神里面去积任何的功德，能够让在我们在神里面能够更配得他的爱。You
do have to repent.
我们的确是要悔改。
You do have to admit that you are morally bankrupt and you need God's grace.
我们需要知道我们在神里面，我们的道德是破产的，我们需要神的恩典。
Isn't this the good news?
但是这不正是这个福音的好消息吗？
What a relief!
这对我们来说是一个这样一个何等的，这个让我们能够减轻我们这样的身上所负的这种罪恶的重担。
You don't have to keep trying to measure up to God's standard but so that you think you can be kept by God in salvation.
所以我们不需要去衡量我们自己如何的去满足律法的要求，然后因此我们能够在神里面讨他的喜悦。
But now when you obey God's law, you come to express how good God is, how wonderful his law is, his character.
我们不是在这种神的救赎里面能够去思考我们如何来配得他的这个救恩，而是说在其中救恩，让我们能够真正的能够理解，能够去享受神给我们的这样的大爱和恩典。You
obey God's law nowadays to reflect his glory.
我们去遵行神的律法，乃是要 去最后回应，去反映神自己的荣耀。
God has entrusted not just the Apostle Paul, but all of us, all believers, the gospel.
神把福音也不只是托付给保罗，乃是托付给我们在座所有的信徒。
And it is our duty to proclaim it, to share it, and to live it out.
我们也有这样的责任去传扬神的福音，去分享神的福音。 也在活出，在我们的生命当中活出神的福音。
We are to grow through obeying sound doctrine that is in accordance to the gospel.
我们乃是在我们的生命的长进，乃是要在福音当中去来遵守神给我们设立的这种纯正的道理。
May the glory of the blessed God be seen by all.
让愿意神可颂的这个福音的荣耀呢，也在我们的身上，在我们所有的信徒的身上呢，彰显出来。Through
our love and treasure of the law and the gospel.
也通过我们去在我们的心中呢，以神的律法为宝贵，以神的福音为宝贵。Let's
pray.
让我们一起来祷告。Father,
we are in awe of your grace.
父神，我们在你给我们的恩典当中心存敬畏。
We cannot comprehend the fact that you would love sinners like us.
我们实在是不能真正的懂得神，你为什么会爱我们这些罪人。
But yet you do. You have given us your son Jesus.
但是神, 你的确爱了我们, 啊, 你甚至把你的爱子耶稣赐给我们,
to die for the worst of the worst sinners.
去为我们这些, 啊, 十恶不赦的罪人受死。
Thank you for reminding us that your grace cannot be earned.
感谢主你自己提醒我们, 我们福音是我们无法去赚取的。
And forgive us of our arrogance of thinking that we have to earn our keeps.
也求神你赦免我们心中的骄傲与不义与自义，以为我们自己能够去赚得神你自己的这样的喜悦。
Forgive us when we think that we can make ourselves grow.
也赦免我们以为我们自己靠自己的能力能够长进。
Lead us to Christ and the gospel.
引我们进入耶稣基督，进入他的福音。
So that we may grow in him and him alone.
也让我们唯独 在祂里面能够得有这样真正的属灵的长进。
In his name we pray.
奉祂的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.